With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Fire officials are now investigating whether a person is responsible for starting the big fire burning near Zortmund. Pat Stockett is with the Western Montana Incident Management Team.
In order not to compromise the investigation, the BLM is not currently discussing the active investigation.
The fire, which started on July 3rd, is 60% contained after burning 17 square miles and a small cabin in the Little Rocky Mountains. The cost to fight the fire so far is $3.2 million. In western Montana, the Lazier Creek 3 fire is threatening some cabins between Thompson Falls and Libby. The lightning-caused fire was first reported on Sunday and quickly grew from 40 acres to an estimated more than 1,100 acres today. The Flathead Beacon is reporting that this morning a spot fire was reported on Boulder Ridge near Many Glacier on the east side of Glacier National Park. Firefighters hope to have the small fire completely contained by the end of the day. Firefighters have been dealing with small spot fires all across northwestern Montana after a series of thunderstorms over the weekend. In southeastern Montana, the Tun River Complex fires on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation have burned nearly 41 square miles in mixed grass and timber. The Lee Creek fire is 95% contained, while the 34-square-mile Witten fire is 50% contained. Montana's health insurance companies are asking for rate increases for 2018, ranging from 2% to 23%. Those proposed increases are only for the individual and small group markets. Most Montanans get their health coverage elsewhere, either through their jobs or government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and Veterans Administration. The biggest average increase being requested is by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, which is proposing a 23% average increase on individual policies. Blue Cross spokesman John Doran says the increase has a lot to do with uncertainty about how Congress and the White House might change healthcare law in the coming weeks.
Some insurance companies have put just their rates forward, expecting the law to be the same, and Blue Cross has priced our products reflecting that continued uncertainty.
The Montana Health Co-op's president, Larry Turney, agrees that Blue Cross appears to be the only company that factored in the risk of major changes in the health law for next year. The co-op is proposing a 4% average increase.
Back before Obamacare, a 4% rate increase on health insurance was never heard of. It was always double digits.
Montana's insurance commissioner can review proposed premiums and suggest adjustments, but has no power to reject them. The commissioner's office has scheduled public meetings on the rates in Billings and Helena, July 24th and 26th. Montana's chief political watchdog says the state Republican Party has failed to comply with an earlier ruling requiring it to provide better detail about electioneering activities in last fall's legislative elections. In his findings made public today, Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan noted that the earlier ruling would have been dismissed if the party had updated its campaign spending report. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Bo Baker. Yesterday, Glacier National Park announced that it would begin easing restrictions for motorboats on Lake McDonald. Those restrictions were put in place to protect park waters from invasive mussels. The Flathead Beacon reported the unexpected policy change came after pressure from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to lift restrictions barring motorized watercraft in the park. Today, Heather Swift, a spokesperson for Zinke, told the Associated Press that the park had mistakenly moved to ease restrictions for all boats after Zinke urged lifting them only for the boats of private landowners within the park's boundaries. The Flathead Beacon stands by its original story. A press release from Glacier National Park today says they're retracting yesterday's announcement, but the release says it still plans to allow private landowners within the park to launch boats in Lake McDonald. It also says the park will release a protocol for non-local boaters in the next few weeks. No one from Glacier National Park nor Secretary Zinke's office responded by time of broadcast. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.